past noon here in Rome. So first of all, I want to show you the encyclical, which we can now officially show because the embargo has been lifted at noon Rome time, even if the press conference is still going on. It runs to 183 pages, so it's a lot to get through. But I've pulled out a few quotes so I can go ahead and tell you what are some of the salient points of the Pope's discussion on the environment. In the first place, he says, very solid scientific consensus indicates that we are witnessing a disturbing warming of the climactic system. So clearly the Pope coming straight out of the gate with the science and going ahead and starting his encyclical saying, I'm going to take the science for what it says. And that is important because we know that some of the controversy related to this encyclical was about whether or not the science is still shaky. But in several places, the Pope brings up the human causes of climate change. He says humanity is called to changes in lifestyle, production, and consumption in order to combat warming, at least the human causes that aggravate it. He said the Earth is beginning to look more and more like an immense pile of filth. He talks about the right to water, especially for the poor. He talks about the extinction of species, about deforestation. And he says the worst impact will be felt by developing countries in the coming decades. And that, again, goes back to what we said earlier, that the expectation was that he would link the question of climate change to the economies of developing countries. This part is very interesting, Natalie. He talks about the discussions that go on between international political and economic experts. He says, leave the poor, it seems, as an afterthought. He said, they remain at the bottom of the pile. And part of the reason the Pope says that this happens, he thinks, is because these discussions occur in urban affluent areas where they do not have contact with the poor. And he says, often the green rhetoric, he calls it, the green rhetoric, goes on as part of that discussion. And he mentions the media in particular, and he mentions finance, and he mentions business. And he says there's a green rhetoric going on in these kind of affluent areas, which is not connected to what's happening on the ground with poor people. And he says we need to hear both the cry of the earth and the cry of the poor. I'll just give you one last thing, Natalie, which is population control. That was something that people are interested to hear what the Pope will say about that, because many had suggested that as a solution to problems of the climate. The Pope clearly saying population control is not the answer. Demographic growth is compatible with development, he says. The end of the encyclical, Natalie, he gives some suggestions for these lifestyle changes, such as carpooling, taking the bus. He says, put on an extra sweater rather than turning up your heat, and cook only what you can eat.